Hi, this is a dictation for May Carney, MAECARNEY. Date of birth is 3/26/93. Date of accident 1/18/2022. Date of service 8/30/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 1/18/2022. In this accident, she was a restrained driver and she hit a driver's side of another car. When the other car didn't stop at the stop sign, this caused injury to her head as well as to the symptom of TBI like dizziness, memory loss, loss of concentration, confusion, lack of focus. Pain syndrome started with the pain in the left side of the neck and the lower back, with the shooting pain to the left arm and left leg. Also pain in both the knees were reported. These symptoms continued all along. Despite all the physical therapy, the patient has a shooting pain to the left leg. The shooting pain to the left arm is much less. The MRIs were done and they were showing herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6. And in the lumbar spine, it was showing a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L4-5, L5-S1, compressing the thecal sac. The patient has been advised about a epidural injection, their role, and also surgery. Consultation. The patient didn't want a surgical consultation or interventional treatment at this time. Although she has seen Dr. Ramakrishna regarding her neck, but he believes she is not a surgical candidate. Her sleep is affected, walk is affected, ADLs are affected. She is quite forgetful. There is a memory loss, headaches are still present. And she is seeing a neurologist, Dr. Kresh, K-R-E-S-H, and she is using a neck pillow. And she's doing traction for the spine. At this time, physical therapy is going on. The ADLs are affected 4, pain level is 4 to 7, and 30% improvement has been listed by the patient. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for the system review and for the additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. The blood pressure for the patient is 140/96 pulse, 96 pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical exam is the same from previous visit of 7/26/23. Dictation number is 0809-082. Plan of diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back with traction and massage. She is able to work at 7 hours, 6 days, 10 pound lifting limit on a light duty. She has a caseworker to manage her life. MRIs were discussed at length. For the disc issues, disc replacement surgery was discussed at length, and cervical fusion surgery was discussed at length as the option to interventional treatments of cervical epidural and lumbar epidural that she didn't want it. She has been discussed, informed about the role of laser treatment, chiropractic, massage, acupunctures, heat, yoga, exercises, and stretching, as well as exercises from the therapist. So far, so good. Patient is stable. She will be seen in 30 days' time. She has been provided with medications which consist of compounding cream, and also she has been given an appointment for laser treatment, counseling, chiropractic treatment, referred to Ramakrishna, who is a surgeon, and a light photobiomodulation on lux device has been ordered. Cervical traction was ordered. Cervical pillow was ordered. And the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. She is also provided with the Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day lidocaine cream and gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times a day.